Man, one day I look around and I realize all my friend them, every last one of all of them boy, done gone to the States. And so I said to myself, I say, Buckra, you better go see what's going on up in the States, so see if you want to join up with them up there and become one of them freshwater Yankee just like the rest of them boy. Well, my boy, the trouble start when I went down to the travel office to buy my plane ticket. The white woman sitting down in there say, may I help you? I say, yes, mom, I want to go to the States. The woman say, where would you like to go? I say, I want to go to the States. The woman say, fine, where do you want to go? I say, what's wrong with you? You can't understand English. You better don't freak me up. I say, I want to go to the States. S-T-A-T-S, the States, the States. What's wrong with you? You stupid or something? With that, the woman went in the back and come out with a big, strong, big-head jackass of an island man. He say, you want me building your ass for you? Why you come in here to freak up the people them for? You better scat your ass before I broke it up in splinters. What? I say, what? You know who you're talking to like that? I say, I's a man who come in here to pick cold cash to go to the States, and you going on like a jackass with me? What wrong with you? I say, I want to go to the States. You never heard of the place? Just then, the woman's squeaky little voice pipe up from in the back. She say, ask the idiot where he wants to go. You'll see. So the island man say, wait till you want to go. Now the buckra starting to get frigged up, you know what I mean? How many times I got to tell these stupid people wait till I want to go? I say, I want to go to the States. The man come up close and he say, look, you stupid buckra, don't you know that there's more than one state in the States? I say, more than one state? More than one state? Of course I know there's more than one state. What wrong with you? You think I don't know about England and France? But I say, I want to go see them boy in the United States. The woman in the back call out, call the cops, Renwick. Nobody can't be that stupid. I say, who the hell you calling stupid? Is you don't know how to sell a plane ticket to go to the States? Ah, you could kiss me royal red body, my boy. I gone from here. And with that, I leave out the place and I went straight over to the seaplane. The first man was see over there. I said, tell me something, my good fellow. Does all you know where the States is? The man say, of course, but this plane's going St. Croix. I say, but if I can give you my good money to go to the States, you can't turn around the plane and go to the States. The man say, what's wrong with you? You're drunk or something? I say, no man, it's too early for that. I only had about 3 or 4 to start half the day. The man say, my dear fellow, you better go down to the airport and tell them people down there where you want to go. I think they can know exactly what to do for you. So I pick up my suitcase and I went down the road looking for the airport. And boy, when I reach up to the top of Chinaman Hill, I could see how things change up down there. Almost all the Chinaman Hill gone from Chinaman Hill. I stop a fellow and I say, hey, my son, what happened to the whole along the road? What happened to the Chinaman them? Where all the people them from Niski gone? And, oh, Gadi, I say, look what happened to Sarah Hill. The whole of Sarah Hill, what was there since the island get belched up from the bottom of the deep blue sea, is gone. I say, tell me, man, I got to know what going on down here. The man say, no habla English. I say, what? I must be gone Puerto Rico. When I finally did arrive at where the Harry S. Truman Airport supposed to be, I see all kind of thing. But what I don't see is the Harry S. Truman Airport. I see a kind of fatty woman living in a smally little house right out in the middle of the road, the woman standing up with her hand outside the door, begging for money from the car them, and every one of them stopping to get she some. Laddie, my boy, I ain't never seen nothing like that. And look, a joke, I ain't even reached close to the States yet. Like I see all kind of thing, but the thing what I can't see is the terminal, the big old hangar place where the steel band them used to be bawling blood for we could dance and walk up with the Puerto Rican girl them when they come for carnival. I hold a man and I say, hey, what going on here, my son? Where they hide in the airport? He say, Allah Akbar, Abdul Absalam, Abdul Absalam. I say, what? The fatty woman say, over the hill, man. Look over the hill. Let me tell you something. All I want to do is get my airplane ticket to go to the States to see them boy and find out if I want to join up with the freshwater Yankee them. But not only don't nobody know how to sell a plane ticket to the States, but now they gone and change up the name and move the airport. You sure this is where everybody does have to go to get to the States? Lad, if it's so hard to go, imagine how hard it must be to come back. What do you think? My son, when I finally reach down to the place where they're supposed to be selling the ticket them, I say, I want to buy a plane ticket to the States. The woman say, okay, where are you going? I say, oh, Lord, don't tell me that thing again. I say, I want to go to the States. What wrong with all your people? I want to go to the States. Then the woman say, okay, which state? Now, this is one island woman who must have had good stateside training, because that's the first time anybody asked me that question. And I want you to know I was ready with the answer. I say I want to go to the place one name Miami, Atlanta, Florida, in New York, because that's where all of them boy is. She say, I'm sorry, my son, that's impossible. There's no such place. I say, you lie, you big bum thing. I catch you now, you lie. That's where all of them boy gone. What wrong with all your crazy people? I say, give me my plane ticket and don't frig me up no more. I'll broke off my foot in your body. When she heard that, the woman eyed him open wide, 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 my boy. And she say, of course, Mr. Bokra de Pay. Just one moment, please. Wait here. I know exactly who could help you. I say, now you're talking. That's the way you're supposed to treat a man who all dress up and going to the States. Just then, two men hook me up from behind. They grab onto the back of my pants and lift me straight up in the air. My pants went up and my bum tell I had to bawl out. Oh, God, I did. I give up. Then they grab my hand and foot and throw me in the back like 200 pong of saltfish. All this time, the tourists, them laughing, you know, and I have one of the children, them say, Mommy, what's the matter with that man? The mother say, nothing, dear. That's just what too much rum and hot sun will do to you. And that's exactly what'll happen to your blasted father if we don't get him back to Baltimore right away. When the man them throw me down, the biggest one say, now come on now, buck rat boy. Let's hear some more of your noisy big lip about what you're going to do with your foot and who you're going to do it to. I say, oh God, I give up. I changed my mind, sir. I changed my mind. I don't want to go to the States no more. I changed my mind. I want to go home. Well, the man say, it's too late for that, buck rat, you crazy little weasel. You're going to Guantanamo with the rest of them terrorists. I say, oh, Goddy, I give up, sir, I give up. Man, I had to beg them, boy, to lose me. And when they finally let me get away, boy, I pick up my suitcase and I ain't stop running till I pass the Marara. When I catch myself, I say, Bokra, it looked like you better tell one of them boys in the States to send down a ticket for you if they want you to come up to play freshwater Yankee with them. And when they send down the ticket, that's how the Buckrap finally got to go to the States. But that's a whole other story, my boy. Believe me, that's a whole other story. Laddie, my boy, what a thrill.